All the major TV networks offer pretty much the same fare: news, specials, made-for-TV movies, drama, and comedy shows. But not all networks handle all those genres equally well. TV critic David Bianculli thought it was time for a network scorecard.
10 years ago, if you tried to describe the networks in a few words or a few shows, it'd go something like this. ABC would be the jiggle network, with lots of toss-away fluff like Charlie's Angels. CBS, even though it had the Dukes of Hazzard and Dallas, was still known as the quality network, thanks to such prestige shows as Lou Grant. And NBC would be the nothing network, filled with rancid shows like The Misadventures of Sheriff Lobo and Games People Play, that show with Brian Gumbel and dwarf tossing. Things changed quickly, though, because NBC came up with one show, Hill Street Blues, that snatched the quality crown away from CBS. By the mid-80s, NBC was the undisputed quality network, ABC was the nothing network, and CBS didn't know what it was. So what identities have the networks adopted so far in 1990? Think of it as a word association test. What's the first thing, or the first show, that pops into your mind when I say ABC, or NBC, or CBS, or Fox? Let's compare results. I'm not saying that I'm right and you're wrong, but since I'm talking and you're listening, I've got the home court advantage. When I think of ABC, I think of Twin Peaks. And, as a result, I automatically give ABC the quality network label for 1990. Twin Peaks does for ABC exactly what Hill Street Blues did for NBC a decade ago. Gives people who don't normally get excited about TV a reason to tune in again. With NBC, I still think of L.A. Law, Cheers, and The Cosby Show. Even though those are all wonderful programs, that's not wonderful news for NBC, because all of those series are at least 6 years old. NBC hasn't been able to add hot new shows to its schedule for years, which makes the number one network vulnerable to a takeover. Call it the old network. With the Fox Broadcasting Network, the easy answer is The Simpsons, which, with Married with Children, makes Fox the new network. Young, sassy, and lots of fun. Fox wasn't here 10 years ago, but 10 years from now, it might even be on top. That leaves CBS. When I think of CBS, I try to think of Wise Guy. But even that doesn't work anymore. Now when I think of CBS, this is what I get. It's the sound of silence, and it means that CBS has no image at all. It's the new nothing network. And where TV is concerned, anything's better than nothing.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.